This is Fresh Air. I'm David Bean Cooley, editor of the website TV Worth Watching, filling in for Terry Gross, who's out today with a cold. We're continuing our holiday week series of some of our favorite interviews of the year.
My bathroom is a private kind of place, very special kind of place. The only place.
Why would someone write a sentimental ballad about a bathroom? For the same reason, someone would write a rousing song about tractors, so the song could be used in an industrial musical. These musicals were like Broadway shows, but were written and performed for corporate sales meetings and conventions, and the lyrics were all about the products being sold and how to sell them. Some of these industrial musicals were lavish and costly, even though they would be performed only once. And as ridiculous as the songs were, they often were written and performed by really talented people. A few had lyrics by the young Sheldon Harnick, who later became famous for writing the lyrics for the Broadway hits Fiddler on the Roof, She Loves Me, and Fiorello. In October, Terry talked about these industrials with Sheldon Harnick, with John Russell, who performed in dozens of them, and with Steve Young, the author of the book Everything's Coming Up Profits, The Golden Age of Industrial Musicals, which had just been published. Young is a writer for The Late Show with David Letterman and used to be the writer in charge of the feature Dave's Record Collection. Here's a little more of My Bathroom.
My bathroom is my very special room, where I primp and fuss and groom, where I can get away from all and really feel. I'm free, I've closed out the world, I'm free, now at last I can really be me.
Okay, I love that song. Steve Young, Sheldon Harnick, John Russell, welcome to Fresh Air. Thank you so much for coming. Steve, you wrote the book Everything's Coming Up Profits. Where is this song from?
This is from a 1969 American Standard convention show in Las Vegas, and it was for the distributors of all the American Standard bathroom fixtures. Many of the songs on the record are filled with details about the new line of shower stalls and tubs, but this was really more of an anthem, an ode to the business as a whole, why they do what they do. And it's a remarkable piece of work that I've been humming around the house for 20 years, and everybody who hears it is just floored by it. So I think it has some enduring value well beyond 1969 and the convention.
I love the subtext of this, is because the subtext is like, this poor woman has no privacy at home. Her family's driving her crazy, so she has to lock herself in the bathroom to find any peace. Well, Sheldon Harnick, you are so well known and loved for your musicals, including Fiddler on the Roof and She Loves Me and Fiorello. How did you end up writing lyrics with your partner, your late partner, Jerry Bock, for industrial musicals?
Well, I only did one industrial with Jerry. That was for the Ford Motor Company. The other, I started writing lyrics out of desperation. I was broke and wondering where my next job, my next meal was coming from, although I had had several successful review songs on Broadway. And then I got a phone call from an advertising agency they did industrials. They helped write them. They produced them. And they had an in-house writer. And it turned out that they were doing a new industrial. I think it was for the Shell Gasoline Company. And whoever the executive was did not like what he'd read. So they decided to get somebody else. And they knew my review songs. So I got a call to do an industrial. I had no idea what that was. And I said, how do I find out what I'm doing? And they referred me to their musical director, the wonderful musical director named John Morris, who later wrote several scores for the Mel Brooks movies. Anyway, I went over to John's. He gave me a tutorial and told me how to write an industrial. And so I did the first one for Shell Gas, which was, thank God, successful. We had, at that time, they did not use original music, or at least not the ones that I worked for. The theory was that the salesmen who were attending these conferences, they'd have enough work just to hear the lyric and absorb that without having to absorb new music, too. So I was told I could use whatever music I wanted to, which was great fun. I used my favorite show tunes. And then a couple years later, I found out somebody had done an industrial and used Meredith Willson's Trouble from...
The Music Man.
And somebody in the show was a friend of Meredith Willson's and wrote to him saying, Meredith, you would have been delighted to hear this new lyric to Trouble. Well, Meredith Willson was not delighted. He sued. And after that, any industrial I did, the music had to be original because they were just breaking the law by setting new lyrics to all these tunes. So at any rate, I did write about, I don't know, four or five industrials. And then Jerry and I got the chance to do this huge industrial for the Ford Tractor Company.
I want to play a song from it, and this is called Golden Harvest. And what was the goal of this song?
I no longer remember. Probably it sounds like it must have been profit. Golden Harvest suggests that whatever we were doing was going to make money selling tractors.
Well, the whole theme of all these shows beyond entertainment was to boost sales and profits. The title of the book, Everything's Coming Up Profits, actually lifted from an industrial show in my collection for GAF Floor Tile. It's a miserable show, but the title does really kind of set the scene for the whole industry and the genre.
Okay, so Sheldon Harnick, do you actually remember this song? Because if not, hearing it will perhaps bring back memories?
I don't remember, and I'm looking forward to
hearing
it.
Oh, I can't wait to hear what you think of it. Okay, so this is Golden Harvest, a song from an industrial musical for the Ford Tractor Company.
Gonna be a golden harvest. In 1959, gonna be a lot more buyers to sign the dotted line. With the new Ford tractors, the future's looking fine. Now's the time to roll your sleeves up, 'cause if you rise and shine, gonna be a golden harvest in 1959. Gonna be a lot more business. Oh yes indeed. Wait till everybody hears you've got exactly what they need. Just like Jack and the beanstalk, you've got a magic seed. Now's the time to roll your sleeves up, go out and take the lead. Gonna be a golden harvest with Selectocene. Turn your tractors and implements to a bumper crop of dollars and cents. Turn your tractors and implements to a bumper crop of dollars and cents. Gonna be a golden harvest in 1959. Gonna be a lot more.
Okay, Sheldon Harnick, now that you've heard your 1959 song, Golden Harvest, from an industrial for Ford Tractors, what do you think?
I miss Jerry Bock. I think the music was exciting and just right. And I just remembered, at least in the shows I did not have a totally free hand to create lyrics. They gave me things to say. They gave me slogans. They gave me information that they wanted in the song. And listening to that song, I, I was thinking, gee, I did a nice professional job. And in the first section, there must be about five or six rhymes for shine. And that's well done. And I love what Jerry did, some of those yump-ba-dum-ba-dum-bum-ba-dum-ba-dum, those rhythms. They're very catchy. It's a good song.
Sheldon, I have to congratulate you on the rhyme of implements and dollars and cents. It's one of the examples of the kind of rhyme that really appealed to me when I started collecting this.
Can we pay tribute with the whole line, turn your tractors and implements to a bumper crop of dollars and cents? That is so
that's
great.
Right. That's what you don't get anywhere else but in these shows, is that sort of unexpected combination.
John Russell, as a singer in these musicals, how did you get into the business?
The first industrial I did was for Bell Telephone, and it was choreographed by a lovely man named Frank Wagner, who was my dance teacher. And I auditioned, and I got the job, and that's what started me doing, and that was in 1970. And over the next 25 years, I did 82 different
Whoa.
Industrial shows. Yeah.
I
just wanted to, while it's on my mind, you were asking Sheldon about parody lyrics in shows, and I did the most awful show I ever did was for Maiden Form Bra, and to show you how tacky it was, the producer director came to the rehearsal studio one day with a trunk full of costumes that he had accumulated over the years, and he dumped them out on the floor and said to me, find something that fits. And the only thing that fit was a ringmaster's outfit. So, and we did the show in a resort in the Catskills. I was the only man. There were eight beautiful young women who were brassiere models. And one of the songs that I had to sing was a parody of I Feel Pretty from West Side Story. And instead of it be, see that pretty girl in that mirror there, I sang, see that pretty bra in that window there, whose can that attractive bra be? Such a pretty strap, such a pretty cup, such a pretty, and the girls would say, such a pretty me, maiden form, maiden form. It was just humiliating.
Well, that one never made it onto a record album.
There's a song that you write about in your book. When I hear this one, honestly, it almost brings me to tears. It's like a woman singing about her husband and about how her one man is no longer a one-man operation.
Oh, yes.
Anymore.
From Diesel Dazzle.
Yeah, tell
First
us about
of all,
this show.
A fabulous title, which really does combine the two worlds colliding in one phrase, a heavy industry of the diesel engine and the dazzle of show business. Detroit Diesel Engine Division of General Motors, 1966, composed by Hank Beebe, a wonderful composer, still up in Portland, Maine, hard at work on new music, played in Detroit at an auditorium for the Detroit Diesel Sales Force in spring of 66, and just a knockout piece of work.
So this is about the importance of expanding your shop, is that it?
Yeah, it was about understanding the trials and tribulations of the guy who's running the franchise to rebuild and sell diesel engines, but through the perspective of the put-upon wife. You see this quite often in shows. Sometimes wives came to these shows, and it was nice if you could put in a song about, we know what you go through with your husband working very hard, so it was the overworked husband as seen through the wife's perspective.
Okay, so this is One Man Operation from the 1966 show Diesel Dazzle. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
He's coming home again, just like other men. At supper, he'll walk through that door. For the one man in my life is no one man operation anymore. what hard work is, and its rewards were his, till work became a weary chore. But now the one man in my life is no one man operation anymore. Once he thought he could do it, but as more business came, rebuilding, selling, taking orders too. Work days, holidays, they all became the same. And it was night when his day was through. He did it all alone, keep books and tend the phone. 18 hours every 24. But now the one man in my life is no one man operation anymore. Now he has two mechanics, a parts and service man, a girl to take the calls and keep the books. He spends weekends giving the children all he can, and telling me how young his wife looks.
I have to say, you know, I listen to that song and I kind of laugh and cry at the same time because it's really hysterical, but it's actually so well written. it's very moving. I kind of tear up when the...
And beautifully sung.
Yes, and beautifully sung.
About a parts and service man or rebuilding that collides with that kind of music and that kind of performance. That's what really knocked me out when I first started finding these records was the crazy juxtaposition of the subject matter and the execution. I just could not believe it was real, and it is real.
Can we play one of the sillier ones from these industrials? And
that's saying something.
Well, yes. I mean, this does not have a beautiful melody. It's to the tune of Old MacDonald. Steve, you know the one I'm talking about. You want to introduce it?
Oh, boy, that's right. Strap yourselves in, folks. This is from a 1971 KEDS sales meeting. Fred Tobias and Stan Lebowski, respected composers, but boy, were they put to the test on this. Somebody handed them a pile of information about children's sneakers and said, oh, you gotta put this into a song. Do your best. Good luck. And it's wonderful and horrible at the same time, but even something so awful, I love it so much because it's so far beyond what you think a show tune should be about.
Okay, so here it is.
We all know about Old MacDonald, who had a farm. Well, today we're going to learn about Old Don Hadley, who has a line. Old Don Hadley has a line, E-I-E-I-O, a children's casual footwear line, E-I-E-I-O, with a grasshopper here and a grasshopper there. Here a sneaker, there a sneaker, everywhere a kid's kid. Old Don Hadley has a line, E-I-E-I-O. Now five new sneakers join his line, E-I-E-I-O. The first is called the new regatta. The new regatta, you'll sell a lotta. A molded rubber boat shoe with a two-color sole and boxing too. A round toe last and a wedge heel. The first children's wedge heel. Four colors in durable duck, a natural to make a buck. Children's retail, $6.45. For misses, it'll be $6.95. Very attractive at that price. The dealer markup's very nice. Old Don Hadley's line gets hotter with a new regatta.
Old Don Hadley has a line, E-I-E-I-O. And the second new sneaker in that line, E-I-E-I-O. Is the javelin
too? I'll just point out we only got through one of the five sneakers. This song goes on for over 5 minutes. And you can just imagine the guys sitting in the audience at this starting to look at their watches in alarm, just thinking, oh, my God, are they really going to go through five sneakers to the tune of Old MacDonald?
Steve Young, Sheldon Harnick, and John Russell speaking to Terry Gross in October. Their conversation was one of our favorites of the year. Young's book on the golden age of industrial musicals is titled Everything's Coming Up Profits. I'm David Bean Cooley, and this is Fresh Air.